good afternoon and welcome to Your DIY Health here on the People's Patriot Network. I'm your host, Sergeant Jim Ram, retired. You can call me Sarge. It is Wednesday, December 19th, 2018. And this program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of a competent medical professional, assuming you can find one. I'm not a doctor, and that's a good thing. In my opinion, the doctors most people go to see, MDs, are wrapped around the axle of their training. Unfortunately, their training is in drugs and surgery, and it doesn't equip them to treat the over 900 chronic health issues that are proven to be a result of nutritional deficiency. I'm simply someone who's been studying under the tutelage of one of, if not the top nutritional authorities in the world, Dr. Joel Wallach. I don't treat diseases. I don't even treat people. I simply advise people how to give their bodies the raw materials they need to support and maintain good health, and when the body has what it needs, it'll fix itself. The body wants to fix itself. The body knows how to fix itself. It has a God-given innate ability to do so. The only thing that's missing is the raw materials. And when you put those back into the mix, stand back and wait to be amazed, because your body's going to do some really cool stuff. Now you can visit my website at yourdiyhealth.com. That's yourdiyhealth.com. And there's all kinds of information on there, a complete course, so to speak, in natural health and healing that you can use to totally bypass your MD and use them only for what they're capable of dealing with, which is trauma cases and a handful of infectious diseases. Now, also, while you're on the homepage there, you can scroll down about halfway and you'll see a link to CTFO, which is our new CBD oil company. And it's a great company, got great products, over 70 different CBD products, and a wonderful 60-day empty bottle money-back guarantee. Great business opportunity where you can actually make money without spending money, and that is awesome. You can become a distributor for free, and basically you can... Technically, you could, you know, make all kinds of money and never spend a penny. Now, it's better to do to actually use the products, but you could do it if you wanted to. And there's all kinds of information there. I encourage you to check it out. Right below that, there's a little video, or there's two videos now on CBD and what it's doing to help people with their health. I encourage you to check those out. It's a great add-on to the 90 essential nutrients. I don't recommend it to take the place of nutrition, but it is a great add-on to just help that much further with getting over the chronic health issues you might be dealing with. So check it out, and then scroll to the bottom of the page, and you'll see a Facebook button. Click that. It'll take you to the Facebook page set up for the show, and I've been posting stuff up there. Haven't gotten anything today because I've been running like a head with my chicken cut off this morning. I will probably get some things up there this afternoon. But anyway, there's all kinds of information there and lots of good articles that we've been talking about, and probably the one that we're going to continue that we picked and started with yesterday. So I encourage you to check that out. And basically, while you're there, hit the like button so other people can find out about it as well. And maybe they too can learn to restore their health naturally using science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition, because that's really the only way to restore your health. Simple as that. Also, if you are interested in placing an order for the Youngevity products or have some questions about them, you can call our toll-free number at 855-80-YOUNG, 855-809-6864. Again, 855-809-6864. Jeff, Sally, and Robert are standing by ready to take your calls. They're very experienced in both product line and the home-based business opportunity. We'll be more than willing to help you out. Just give them a call at 855-809-6864. Just keep in mind that is for the Youngevity products only. If you're interested in the CTFO products, the CBD oil products, or the pulsed electromagnetic therapy unit that's mentioned on the Trinity of Health, then you'll need to contact me directly, which you can do through the Contact Me button. And you have the choice of either calling on the phone or sending an email. Just keep in mind that I don't check emails during the show, but I do check them afterwards, and anything that comes in will get a response within an hour or two, generally. Holiday season may slow things down a little bit, but usually within the same day at the very least. But anyway, I encourage you to check all that stuff out. And then if you go to the radio show page, at the top of the page, you'll see our archive page link that we have now. I've got about 30-some shows archived up there so far that we've started within the last 3 to 4 weeks. And there are shows there that you can either listen at your leisure, you can share with friends and family via social media or email, and you can also download their smartphone app free of charge and use that to listen to the shows anywhere that you've got your phone and a internet connection. Really pretty slick. And the sound quality is excellent. And I encourage you to check that out. You'll have a lot of fun with it. Also, at the bottom of the page, you'll see a chat room, which we've set up for the show. And that allows you to type in questions, chat amongst yourself. If you're not able to call in or don't like calling into live shows, you can put questions in there. And I try and keep the chat room on the top of my screen. So if anything comes in, hopefully I'll see it and be able to respond to it. So that's pretty much it for the announcements. Keep in mind that the topics discussed and opinions mentioned on this show are those of the host and or guests and don't necessarily represent the opinions of the People's Patriot Network, its owners or sponsors, or any of the alphabet agencies out there listening in. Hopefully, if they're listening, they're learning something. And that's always a good thing, even for government employees. And don't construe anything that we say on the show as a diagnosis, treatment, or cure for any kind of a health issue. You, as a responsible adult, should be doing your own due diligence and checking things out, making sure that what you're hearing and what you're doing is right for you. Don't take my word for it. Don't take anyone else's word for it. And especially if you're dealing with a chronic health issue, do not take the word of an MD, because given half a chance, they will kill you. So the number to call into the show is 614-426-8787. 614-426-8787, and I encourage you to call in, but only call in when you hear me talking. If you hear anything else, like if I do a bottom of the hour break playing some music, or if I play anything from the internet as a recording kind of thing, then kindly wait until after that's done and you hear me talking again. That will make things go much easier, because Skype is really screwed up in this day and age, and that's what we use to connect people for the show. And it works much better if you call in while I'm talking. So that's it for the announcements. Now, yesterday, we were looking at six major health issues and their causes and cures, so to speak. And this is an article from Natural News. And while I really like Mike Adams and Natural News, generally speaking, I find that even they are very lacking when it comes to realizing how important the 90 essential nutrients are. And in many cases, they tend to give causative effects, so to speak, to other things rather than nutritional deficiencies. And that's why I am kind of going through this article a little at a time and basically plugging in what I know based on my experience with Dr. Wallach and his research, which is second to none as far as the cause prevention and cure of chronic health issues, and what is the real cause of most of these things we're talking about. And we finished off yesterday, or kind of ran out of time, when we were talking about dementia. There's four primary kinds or types of dementia. The first one is vascular dementia, which is basically when the blood vessels in the brain get occluded and plugged up, and the reduced blood flow causes a lack of mental capabilities. Very simple thing to deal with, and it's caused by chronic oxidative damage and, you know, just eating the wrong foods primarily. So getting off the bad foods is always number one. And again, that list, if you're not familiar with it, is available on the website, yourdiyhealth.com. Click on the first tab, which is the Trinity of Health. The first thing is the getting off the bad foods, and you'll see a downloadable PDF list that you can get free of charge, that you can take and print out and stick on your refrigerator or any place else as a reminder. And there's also videos by Dr. Peter Glidden, a good friend of mine, a naturopathic physician with 30 years of clinical experience. And he does great job basically explaining why each of those foods are bad for you and why you should not be consuming them at all. So anyway, I encourage you to check that out. And then, you know, the next thing in line is giving your body the 90 essential nutrients, which is the thing that basically, once you've gotten off the bad foods, which are causing all the fires in the body, you get the nutritional deficiencies rectified, and that makes everything go back to normal. And it basically, with the right stuff, you can clean up those blood vessels so that the vascular dementia goes away pretty quickly just by getting off the bad foods and giving the right stuff to clean out the blood vessels and get the body working in the right way. And then from there, you have Korsakoff syndrome, which is a simple B vitamin deficiency. And the thing is all of these different types of dementia manifest themselves in pretty much the same way. So you really don't know which form of dementia you're dealing with. So generally, the smart thing to do is to provide everything to deal with all of those things, which is what we will cover when we get done with this. And then, like I said, the third one is the same thing. It's called Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome, which is still the B vitamin deficiency with a little bit of muscular multiple sclerosis plugged in for good measure. And again, getting off the bad foods, giving the 90 essential nutrients with extra B vitamins and a high fat diet, especially animal fat, cholesterol is what's needed here to rebuild the myelin sheathing on all the nerve endings. That will basically get things straightened around. And then the last type, of course, is what we know as Alzheimer's. And it's the one that everything is lumped into. When you talk to anybody, you see somebody who's got a family member either in a nursing home or hospice, and he says he's got Alzheimer's and it's really bad and it's progressing really bad and all this stuff. And the thing is it's impossible to diagnose Alzheimer's until after the person has died. You do an autopsy, you cut into a certain part of the brain, and you find the things that indicate, yes, this is in fact Alzheimer's, which is not, by the way, caused by aluminum. It's caused by a lack of cholesterol. The cholesterol is what provides or makes up the myelin, which is the insulation on your nerves. And your brain is 75% by weight cholesterol. And when you are on statin drugs, which reduce the body's cholesterol production and reduces cholesterol in the body, guess what? You pretty soon you run out of the stuff you need to make that myelin sheathing and the insulation in the brain, and all of a sudden you start having short-circuiting going on. And that's what causes that illness. So what do we do? And like I said, all of these things pretty much present the same way. It's hard to tell which type of dementia the person is dealing with just from the outlook on the outside. So what you have to do, basically the smart thing to do, and it's not that much different, you just deal with all of these things. You put them on get them off the bad foods, put them on the 90 essential nutrients with extra stuff that's designed to help clear out the blood vessels, and a high-fat diet. Lots of eggs, lots of cholesterol, chicken with the skin on, red meat cooked rare, medium rare, pork, fish, all that kind of stuff. It all builds up the cholesterol levels in the body, which are, you know, cholesterol is not a problem to start with. And that's just, you know, propaganda put out by the drug companies to sell more drugs. So when you do that, regardless of the type of dementia, the person is more than likely going to bounce back and respond pretty positively, usually fairly quickly. In some cases with vascular dementia and Korsakoff syndrome, usually within a couple of weeks, the person is either just improving or is totally improved. A couple of weeks ago, I was in Indianapolis, Indiana at a conference where Dr. Wallach was there, and he actually told a story which is mentioned in his Someone Should Go to Jail video that he did. But he talked about a guy named Ray McGregor, who was in North Carolina. And Ray was in hospice, and the doctor that owned the hospice facility called Ray's sister and said, hey, Ray's got Alzheimer's disease, which right there tells you how stupid the doctor was. And he says, number one, he's got it. Number two, it's genetic, which it's not. And therefore, since he's got it, you're going to get it. So you should make a reservation in my hospice facility so that when you get it, you've got a spot where you can slide right in. And that's just this doctor trying to make lots and lots of money, not only on Ray, but on his family as well. And she happened to be a longevity distributor, and she got a hold of Dr. Wallach and said, Doc, this is what's going on. Ray's in a coma. He's been that way for quite some time. And the doctor says he's got Alzheimer's and he's going to die soon, and I need to make an appointment to get in to maybe I can just take over his spot. So Doc says, well, this is what you want to do. And he says he needs to be off these foods. Of course, he's on a feeding tube, so they can't be putting any of that crap in his feeding tube. And he also needs these nutrients and this kind of stuff. Boom, 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 lays out a program. Well, of course, and he says, you're going to have to do it because there's no way that the people in this facility will do it for you. And that was true. She checked and they said, absolutely not. So she took a 6-month leave of absence to go in and take care of him and put this stuff in his feeding tube every day. So a week goes by and Doc gets a call, and he found out it's Ray's sister, and says, well, how's things going? And he thought, well, she was going to say something like, well, he passed away or something like that. And all he heard was, he's cured. And basically, that morning, Ray gets up. Well, first off, she goes in to see him, and she goes in the room, and he's not there. The bed's all made up, and there's none of his stuff is around or anything, and she's wondering what the heck's going on. So she goes out and talks to the charge nurse and says, where's my brother Ray? Oh, he got up this morning, took a shower, and went to work. He worked at a bank, and even though he had been off work for ages because he'd been in his coma the whole time, he woke up and he figured it was just overnight. And he got up and showered and went into work and sat down at his desk and refused to move until anybody could tell him what was going on and why he shouldn't be there. So that's basically how quick this stuff can work. 1 week's time, he went from a coma to being totally amongst the living again and back to work. And, of course, it was not Alzheimer's. It was Korsakoff syndrome, the B vitamin deficiency, because that's the quickest one that goes away. Once you get the B vitamins in there, boom, everything comes back, and boom, off you go. That's also referred to as sundowner's disease, by the way. Why that is, I don't know. Probably because this happens as quick as the sun going down. But it could also be called sunrise disease because it'll go away as quick as the sun coming up if you have the right stuff. So anyway, that's where you go with dementia. All forms of dementia, including Alzheimer's disease, are reversible. You just got to catch it in time. And nobody knows what that time frame is. Only God knows. You know, many, many times doctors will say the person is beyond any help. You have to just resign yourself to the fact that they're going to die. There's nothing more medical science can do to them, for them, and so on and so forth. And in many cases, when people have been to that point, even in comas, if the family members are there to do the right things, we have seen time and time again, people reverse their stuff and go away, you know, get back on track. You know, I know personally, I have met people who were at stage 4 pancreatic cancer, one of the nastiest forms of cancer you could possibly come up with. And they were told by their doctors that they're going to die in no time, you know, within a few months, get your affairs in order. You're going to die. There's nothing else can be done. And they find out about longevity. They get on board with doc's protocols. They follow things. And that's the key. You have to, number one, be consistent. And you have to have the right mental form. You have to realize that, yeah, this makes sense. It's going to work. I got to do it. And if I do it the way I'm told to do it, I'll get results. If you go at it with that approach and you're consistent, you get off the bad foods and you take the stuff the way you're supposed to for your body weight every single day, then you're going to get good results. And I know people that were told years and years and years ago, get your affairs in order, you're going to die within a few months. And today, they're still alive. I know one guy who in 2011 was told by his doctor he was a really bad diabetic, and he was told that even if we amputate your foot, you're going to die within 2 months. And he gets on board with Doc Wallach's protocols, and they did not amputate his foot, which was gangrenous. Really nasty looking, and I've seen before and after pictures. And within 2 months' time, the foot was normal. He was a former diabetic, and today he's a Facebook friend of mine. His name's Buck Steffens. And, 7 years ago, he was supposed to die, according to the MDs, within 2 months. And today he's my Facebook friend. So, you know, don't believe an MD when he tells you that there's nothing more that can be done. He's only telling you based on his limited knowledge, based on what he's trained in, which is the wrong stuff in the first place. So all it means is there's nothing more we can do to make money off you. But there's a lot more that can be done if you find the right people and the right sources of stuff, and boom, 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 you're in good shape. So never believe an MD when they say there's nothing more that can be done to you, for you, when it really is to you. Now the next one, anxiety and depression. Now let's see what they have to say in the article and then we'll go from there. Make no mistake, most anxiety and depression are caused by consuming dangerous chemicals found in common and conventional foods today. And again, this is, if you notice, if you were listening yesterday, it's a common thing. They keep talking about it's from chemicals. All the junk, you know, junk in the food, junk in the water, junk in the air. Now, when Dr. Wallach did his 12-year, $25 million federally funded study back in, it was like from 68 to 80, thereabouts, or, you know, I don't know the exact time frame, but it was right around that area. He was studying the effects of pollution on animals, trying to find out if there's any kind of pollution that really causes major, major problems on these animals and their chronic health issues. And what he found out was pollution, hell, it really had very, very little effect on general overall health of animals and people, because he was doing a comparative study, except in the case of a really, really monstrous, you know, off the charts level of pollution, like the Minamata disaster in Japan, where millions of gallons of mercury were released into Minamata Bay. And what happened was all the little bitty critters ate up the mercury, and then the big critters ate them, and then we ate the bigger critters, the fish, and we got mercury poisoning, and it caused all kinds of nasty birth defects. But that was an off-the-charts kind of level of pollution, not the everyday stuff like smog and, you know, things in the air and that kind of stuff. While they do have some effect, it's nothing compared to chronic nutritional deficiency, which is what his study showed. He saw that absolutely, even though pollution might have some small effect, and big problems like the Minamata disaster would really have a pronounced effect, the biggest problem was nutritional deficiency. And if we took care of the nutritional deficiencies, the bodies were then able to deal with the other stuff, the pollution, the chemicals, and all the other things, because then the body is designed so it can take out the trash. When someone has, take an example, if you may have heard of chelation therapy, where it's designed to, they use EDTA, which is a chemical that you basically put in into a body IV, and it goes through and it connects to the heavy metals, and then it basically is done in a process where the body now is able to pick up that stuff and get it out, you know, through the excretory system. And Dr. Glidden was one of the first naturopathic physicians to use chelation therapy years and years ago, and was having really good results helping people get rid of all the toxic heavy metals that had built up in their bodies. Well, when he got on board with Dr. Wallach and the longevity protocols and the 90 essential nutrients, he found out that he could stop doing the chelation therapy. There was no need for it, because the body was now able to get rid of the stuff automatically through its own processes, because it now had the stuff that it needed to work. It had the nutrition necessary so that the cells could naturally get rid of and clean up themselves all by themselves. So chelation therapy was no longer necessary. And that being the case, anything that's heavy metal-wise that builds up, whether it's mercury, aluminum, or any other kind of toxic stuff, the body now has what it needs to get rid of it without any other special processes. So these chemicals that we're consuming, if you're doing the 90 essential nutrients, the body's able to get rid of those chemicals. They don't cause the problem that they normally would. So anxiety and depression, here they're saying the same thing. It's from taking all these dangerous chemicals found in common conventional foods, including aspartame, MSG, which is monosodium glutamate, both of which are neurotoxins, and they are bad. You should avoid them. But again, if you're consuming the 90 essential nutrients, if you've used that stuff in the past, it will do a much better job of helping to get it all out of your body. And pesticides. Pesticides is the mother name for all chemicals engineered into food, or GMOs, and all chemical insecticides and herbicides sprayed onto the crops that and the produce, including Roundup, which is glyphosate. Nearly all medical doctors and psychiatrists blame all anxiety and depression on genes. Of course they do. So they can continue to medicate their patients for life. Easy money. Look to mucuna purines, which raise dopamine levels naturally, or St. John's wort and dark chocolate. Now, what do we know from Dr. Wallach's research? Anxiety and depression, virtually all chronic neurological illnesses, are caused by nutritional deficiencies, especially mineral deficiencies. And we have, looks like, Patrick calling in. How's you doing, Patrick?
Oh, pretty good. Good.
Hey, buddy. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, can you hear me?
I can now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. My headset was
twisted up.
Don't you hate when
okay.
that happens?
Okay.
So what's up?
I've just been talking to Roger and working on their show. Went and picked up my passport application.
Yeah.
And, you said we'd pick up where we left off, so I was just going to listen to your commentary. And okay. If you've got a question, I'll be out here on the sidelines.
No problem. Yeah, just hang on there, and if anything comes up, just chime in. Okay?
Sounds
so we're
Sounds
talking
good.
About right now about anxiety and depression, and I was looking just for the fun of it, so to speak. I did a little search right before the show started because, you know, this is the holiday season and depression is really big. And I want to check on depression. And we all hear that depression and suicide during Christmas season. And I just wanted to see what they have to say. And, of course, here's something from WebMD, which, you know, is I don't really take everything they have to say face value, but it'll be interesting to see what they have to say because we're talking statistics here, which they can do a little bit of a better job with. It says, 'tis the season to be jolly? Not necessarily. For many people, the holiday season, which kicks off with Thanksgiving and spans through New Year's, is anything but blissful. In fact, this time of year may trigger a bout of blues or perhaps ignite a depression that has been smoldering under the surface for months. Holiday blues are a pretty common problem despite the fact that as a society we see the holidays as a joyous time, says Rakesh Jain, MD, Director of Psychiatric Drug Research and at the R&D Clinical Research Center in Lake Jackson, Texas. Many people feel depressed, which can be due to the increased stress that comes with the need to shop and the decreased time to exercise, which puts on the back burner during the or gets put on the back burner during the holidays. While people with clinical depression should seek professional help, those with a touch of the holiday blues can try these strategies recommended by experts to assure a jolly Christmas and Happy New Year. Visiting the ghosts of Christmas past. Anyway, they have all kinds of stuff in here, but I'm not seeing anything about suicide. But, you know, we've all heard that, you know, depression and suicide rates go up during the holidays. You know, whether that's actually statistically proven or not, who knows? But you can bet one thing, the media will make it blow it out of proportion whenever it happens. So, and of course, they're saying lack of exercise and all this other stuff, which is, you know, total bull. Dr. Wallach's program and his experience and his years and years of research has proven, without a doubt, that all neurological issues are caused by nutritional deficiencies and especially mineral deficiencies. And that's the thing, you know, there are, you know, lots and lots of people out there who have been on antidepressants for years. And this is the kind of thing that you can reverse in 30 days' time. And no one should ever have to be on that kind of stuff and be going to a doctor over and over and over again, just making lots of money for them and never seeing any improvement. They're just treading water. And, you know, I had somebody that signed up in my downline a while back who, not through me in particular, but one of the guys beneath me, who this person was a very, you know, clinically depressed and had attempted suicide in the past and all kinds of things. And this was kind of a last straw for her because the drugs were not working, the therapy, the exercise, everything the MDs were pushing didn't do a thing for her. So my buddy contacted me and said, what should we do? I said, get her on the Healthy Body Start Pack with extra plant-derived minerals for her body weight, get her off the bad foods, and, you know, just let her know that, you know, if she's taking antidepressants, she can't just stop them cold turkey. That's the one thing that you never want to do because that's when you run into the problems with potentials for suicide, homicide, things like that. So, you know, basically, you know, if you're doing that, you should be weaning off with the under the care of either the physician who prescribed them or at least the very least your pharmacist. But it's always best, you know, don't do it like I did. I was on, you know, antidepressants for quite some time back in the late 90s. And I stopped going to the doctor and I didn't know any better at the time and nobody had ever told me. And I just started to wean off and start using St. John's wort naturally as a replacement. And luckily, I was able to do it smoothly and properly and didn't have any problems. However, you know, it's not recommended. And I don't recommend it. If I knew better, knew then what I know now, I would not have done it that way. But, you know, it is possible. However, it's not the best way to do it. So anyway, giving your body the extra nutrients that it needs. And in this lady's case, within 30 days, my distributor that was working with her got a letter from her. And all it said from top to bottom was, thank you, 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 thank you. She called him and said she could not believe the change that she had seen. In 30 days' time, she was no longer needing the medication. She felt like she had been given a whole new lease on life, and life was just, you know, unbelievably better, and has not had any problems since. And that was, you know, probably 3 years ago. So, you know, that's the thing. And Dr. Wallach's studies have also shown there was a couple of towns that were side by side, somewhere down, like in Alabama, I think, or somewhere down in that general vicinity. One had naturally occurring lithium in the water, and the other didn't. The town that had the lithium in the water had everybody was very happy, no problems, low crime rate, low domestic violence rate. Everything was great. The right town next door that didn't have the lithium in the water had really high crime, lots and lots of domestic violence, and all kinds of health issues and neurological issues. And basically, lithium is one element or mineral that has a great role in keeping yourself on an even keel psychologically. And oddly enough, that was the go-to medication years and years ago, before the advent of all the, you know, psychotropic drugs that we have now, the Prozacs, the Wellbutrins, the Zolofts, and all those. Before they came out with the antidepressants, the primary thing that they would put people on if they were depressed or had any kind of psychological issues was lithium. And it did a really good job, but the thing was, is it's a mineral. You cannot patent a mineral. So when they came out with the drugs, which they could patent, they could charge lots of money for and make lots of profit on, then all of a sudden lithium, which still works better than any of those other things, was pushed aside and basically demonized. Oh, you need this new, you know, Prozac, you need Wellbutrin, you need Zoloft, you need whatever the latest drug is, because those are the ones they can make all the money off of. Same thing with, you know, before antibiotics, colloidal silver was the thing. But, and it worked great, and it's not something that that bacteria can develop a resistance to. So it was a great thing to use. But once they came out with antibiotics, of course, what was the thing? They could make a lot more money on antibiotics. So, well, now colloidal silver gets pushed aside, gets demonized. They start coming up with these stories about argyria and people turning blue and everything else, which is a lie. And all so that they could sell their drugs. And that's just the standard system. Then you get into things like vaccines. You never hear about a disease until the vaccine has been created to deal with that particular disease, or at least they allege that it can. You know, back in the old days, chickenpox wasn't a problem, measles wasn't a problem, mumps wasn't a problem, but once they come out with the varicella vaccine and the MMR vaccine and all that, ooh, all of a sudden you better get these or you're going to die from chickenpox and measles and mumps and all this other stuff. And it's all a bunch of propaganda designed to scare the heck out of people so that they'll take the drugs and spend the money. And that's basically the way the American Murder Association works. And that's what was said at the very beginning of the article that I read yesterday about the American Allopathic Medical System, which is the MD system of medicine, relies on two major platforms, which are, number one, never cure anything, only address and manage symptoms so that the person has to keep coming back over and over again to buy more stuff or have surgery. Number two, tell all patients that any serious disease or disorder they have is genetic. That's right. Blame it on you and your genes, which is a complete and total lie. There's no such thing as a genetic illness. Dr. Wallach proved that in his book, Epigenetics, the Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission, which basically shoots a great big monster hole right in this thing about, oh, you got a genetic illness. No, you have an illness that, you know, if your parents got it, it was because they did the same stupid stuff and that their parents did. So you get the same stupid disease. Then you learn from your parents, you develop the same habits, you do the same stupid stuff, you get the same stupid disease. Case in point, I had high blood pressure. My parents had high blood pressure. Doctor told me it was genetic. Although when I started doing things right, my high blood pressure went back to normal. And if it was genetic, that would have been impossible to do. And on top of that, like we talked about yesterday, if it was genetic, we would see these diseases getting fewer and fewer and fewer and fewer as natural selection weeds them out. Because the whole theory is, when you have a defective gene that causes some kind of thing, the body and natural selection makes those things finally get weeded out of the system, so the problem goes away. And that would be the case. But instead, what we're seeing is more and more heart disease, more and more cancer, more and more autism, more and more type 2 diabetes at younger ages, and so on and so forth. So that shoots another hole in the idea that it's genetic. It's just the idiot MDs don't want to do the research to find out what really causes things. So they're basically just blowing up smoke up your skirt, making, you know, just basically saying, I think you're an idiot. So I'm going to tell you something that is a lie and you'll believe it and you'll think I'm smart and life will go on and I'll make lots of money and you're going to, you know, die. But before that happens, I'm going to make a lot of money off of you. You know, if you want to go that way, that's the way most people do because they've been brainwashed and brought into that. Shame on them. And some people will actually do the studies, like Patrick here, who has started listening and started realizing that, maybe that crazy retired cop knows a little bit more what he's talking about. You know, and it's not me. I'm just repeating. I'm just a parrot, you know. The stuff that I'm saying is just stuff that I've heard over and over again from Dr. Wallach, Dr. Glidden, Dr. Joanne Conaway, the people who have done, you know, gone to school, done the study, done the research, and really have both their oars in the water and are going in the right direction. And it's all started with Dr. Wallach and his years and years of study. And I honestly believe that he was divinely inspired to do this. I mean, he cured himself of what we would call now Tourette syndrome when he was 9 years old, because the doctors couldn't do it. They had no clue. And he found a nursing book that he in his school library that talked about things that happen when you have a calcium deficiency, and one of them was muscle twitches. And he lived on a farm, so every morning when he was feeding the calves, he was reading the label on the calf chow, and it said it had calcium in it. So he starts throwing his Cheerios to the chickens, and he starts putting calf pellets in his bowl and throwing some milk on it and eating that for breakfast. And in a week's time, he was cured. You know, and that was amazing. And that started on a lifelong study. And if you want to read about that, get a copy of Dr. Wallach's Dead Doctors Don't Lie book. That book is just really cool. It gives his history and how he started out and basically how he got to where he is today. And it's just an absolutely phenomenal read. And again, you can get that book from Dr. Wallach's website, which is drjwallach.com. There's a link on my site. If you go to Your DIY Health, click on the links button. And right at the very, you know, the top of the page, just underneath the Dr. Glidden button, you'll see Dr. Wallach's CD and book site. You click that and it'll take you right to it. All of his books are there, with the exception of the big preeminent one, the 1,200-page one that is the Bible for veterinary schools, called the Diseases of what's it called? My brain just froze. Chronic Disease of Animals or something like that. But anyway, it's a monster. And if you could find one anywhere, it'd be about $4,000 or $5,000 now. But all his other books are there, and they're all fantastic. And, okay, let's look at number 5 on the list, chronic inflammation. Let's see what they have to say here. Got that constant ringing in your ears, got achy joints, got excess mucus and chronic congestion, got arthritis, got irritable bowels, you're suffering from chronic inflammation. And, again, they're wrong. Get off all that conventional gluten, that's true. Switch to an organic plant-based diet immediately, which is a good idea, but it's not going to solve the problem. And it says drink plenty of filtered water, which is another good idea. But the thing is, those are all chronic diseases which are caused by nutrient deficiency. Yeah, irritable bowel definitely comes from gluten intolerance. You definitely have to be off gluten for that. The other ones, it's a good idea. Chronic inflammation is caused primarily, again, by oxidative damage and consistent consumption of the wrong foods and lack of the 90 essential nutrients. When you get on board with our products and get off the bad foods, your chronic inflammation will go way down. Prior to my getting on this stuff, I had arthritis everywhere. My back, I had arthritis in the low back so bad that in the morning I couldn't bend over the sink to splash water on my face. Putting on my shoes and socks was a chore. Both my knees were bone on bone. And within 30 days of stopping the bad foods and getting on board with the nutritional supplementation program the doc required for me, I had absolutely no more back pain. I had full range of motion. I could bend over the sink. I could do jumping jacks, all that kind of stuff. No problem. Within 90 days, I'd rebuilt the cartilage in both my knees, threw away the cane, stopped limping. Lots and lots of things. I had sciatica that went away in 30 days. AFib, which went away in 30 days. The list goes on and on. Sensitive teeth, all kinds of things. And it's all because the nutrition was not there, and when I put it back, the problems that were caused by the lack of nutrition went away. Very simple thing. And I'll tell you what, this program works like a charm, but, you know, they're scratching the surface, but they're just, for some reason, totally missing the truth about nutrition and how important it is. And I can't figure it out, because a lot of these people are aware of Dr. Wallach, but for some reason, I think it must be money, that they're not getting on board with his protocol, because they've got their own things that they're pushing, and nobody gets the results that we do. And that's why, you know, I have seen so many people, and I've seen so many, heard so many testimonies, that there's nothing else out there that can come close to what the results we get with science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition. And
got a question.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Patrick.
Do they teach nutrition to MDs?
No. Basically, most medical schools, from what I understand, usually have one short course that usually it's not even tested. So if there's no test, most of the time the guys don't even go to the class. And when it is taught, guess who teaches it? An MD who has no nutritional training, because he learned from the same idiot before him and the same idiot before him. None of them know anything about nutrition. They talk about the, you know, the four main food groups, and their big thing on nutrition is saying it's not that big of a deal. You know, you can get everything you need from eating your four food groups. You don't have to supplement. And that's just the party line that they put out. So while technically, yes, they get some nutritional training, it's totally substandard. And I knew more about nutrition before I started working with Dr. Wallach than most MDs did. And there's nothing in their training regimen at all that can even come close. And that's why when someone said, well, I'm a certified nutritionist, and I said, big deal. I bet you I know more about it than you do. I said, if you're so smart, how many nutrients does the human body need to stay healthy? If they don't say 90 right off the bat, then I just know that they're trained by MDs and they don't know what they're talking about. So, you know, that's the thing. Anytime you deal with people, especially if it's within the allopathic realm at all, which is the MD sphere, you know, you go to a hospital, hospitals have certified nutritionists, and they put together the, you know, protocols for the food in the hospital and what everybody gets. And you can tell by going into any hospital and looking what's on the plates that come into the rooms of people, you know that their nutritionists don't know their butts from a hole in the ground. Or 90% of what's on that plate wouldn't be there. Yeah, that's what's so insane. You know, I went, like I've talked in the past about my niece who had brain tumor, and I went to visit her one day, or my wife drugged me to go visit her. And we're in the James Cancer Facility at Ohio State University. And you talk about a monument to the stupidity of the MDs and the American people. This building is huge. It's like 20 or 30 stories. And it's just for treating cancer patients at the Ohio State University. It's a great big guinea pig farm is what it is. And, you know, we go in there and we're in this room, in her room, and she's eating lunch. Her mom had brought her Kentucky Fried Chicken. She was washing it down with a Coke and had a great big piece of cake for dessert, all of which is feeding her cancer. And at the same time, the nursing staff comes in and says, oh, you want some more soda? I'll bring you in a six-pack of whatever you want. And it's like, you have got to be kidding me. My head was about to explode. It was everything I could do to keep from just going absolutely berserk. I wanted to say something else, but it's, I don't want to say those kind of words on the air. But steam was coming out of my ears. My wife looked at me and she's, calm down. And I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, you know, I told her when she first told me what was going on, I said, what kind of tumor is it? And they said, it's a glioma. I said, oh, that's a gallium deficiency. You know, 3 months' time, we can make that thing go away and you'd be back to normal. I gave her all the information, recordings, you know, the information that basically showed what it was. And we're going with the doctors. And within 2 years, she was dead. And they had made a lot of money off of her. And I didn't shed a tear. I said, you make your decision. You know, you're going to dance with that band? Go for it. But it was a shame. You know, beautiful young 22-year-old girl. And in no time at all was absolutely messed up by the medical system. And, you know, in the hospital, the people that are supposedly all the all-knowing, you know, folks that know everything about these diseases and know exactly what's right for you, allowing you to eat the stuff that caused your cancer in the first place and is making it worse. And they basically not only go along with it, but they add to it by coming in and say, you want a six-pack of Coke? Give me a freaking break. I mean, they should be on a strict, no fried foods, no oils. I mean, off all the bad foods. I mean, you know, they're just nothing but vegetables and the proper meats and that kind of stuff and the 90 essential nutrients. Trouble is, if they did that, doctors wouldn't make any money. She'd be cured and out there telling everybody else about it. And pretty soon, they'd be out of a business. And that's the whole thing. If people knew what I'm trying to talk, you know, if this was on mainstream media and if it was a level playing field, within 5 years, every single corner MD office would be closed. And the only place you could find those guys working would be in trauma centers because that's the only place they're qualified to work. Fixing broken bones, sewing up wounds, chainsaw wounds, you know, taking bullets out of people. That's what MDs are qualified to do. And a handful of infectious diseases. But anything else, it's an absolute fool's errand. If you've got high blood pressure or arthritis or type 2 diabetes or lupus or you know, any number of things, you go to an MD, give them half a chance, they're going to kill you. And they're going to get rich doing it. They're going to stay out of jail and you're going to be in a grave. And it's absolutely insane. So that's why, you know, when I was going to an MD, my health was going downhill fast. If I had stayed with my MD, if I was even alive today, which I sincerely doubt, I would have probably had to, I'd be on probably a dozen different medications and probably would have had, would have had surgery on my sphincter valve at the base of my esophagus at the top of the stomach, because that's one of the things the doc said I would probably need for my gastric reflux. And then I would have had two total knee replacements, probably would have had hip replacements by now, too, because they were going to get degenerated. And I probably would have had some kind of lower back stuff because I had so much pain back there that they would have wanted to do some kind of a fusion or something stupid. And I probably would have been zapped several times. I probably would have had several cardioversions and then ultimately an ablation for my AFib. And I'd probably have a pacemaker. I'd be on drugs for high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, because, you know, the high blood pressure meds cause type 2 diabetes. They'd probably have me on statin drugs, which also cause type 2 diabetes and ED and Alzheimer's. And I'd probably be in a nursing home if I was still alive. And instead, I'm not on any drugs. I don't have any of the diseases that I used to have or any of the others that I would have gotten had I stayed with my MD. And my health is far better today than it was, you know, 10, 15 years ago when I was going to doctors. So, and I'm 61 years old, and I'm better now than I was when I was 50. And it just gets better every day. I sleep all night, and, you know, up to that point, I hadn't slept a solid night in over 20 years. I'd be up half a dozen times a night going to the bathroom and doing stuff. Idiot doctor told me I had sleep apnea, which everybody has, by the way. It's a naturally occurring thing. Every living, breathing creature, vertebrate, has sleep apnea to one extent or another. It's naturally occurring. You breathe as a result of the need for oxygen. At night when you're sleeping, you have a very, very reduced need for oxygen. So your body waits until there's enough carbon dioxide build up in your system, and it triggers you to exhale and take in more air. Natural thing. And some enterprising shyster doctor decided he was going to make a disease out of it so he could get rich, and sleep apnea was born. And they start all this stuff, oh, you could die, you could have heart problems and everything. No one has ever died from sleep apnea. They claim that it is, but mostly it was an underlying heart issue that they had, that sleep apnea had nothing to do with it. They just claim that it does so they can add further fuel to their false stuff fire. And I was on a CPAP for 5 years, from 2008 to 2013. And in 2013, I realized, after listening to Dr. Wallach, that, hey, I don't need this stupid thing. I stopped using it. I still sleep like a baby. I snore. Drives my wife crazy. But, I'm not using that stupid Darth Vader machine anymore. It's like, all night long. And, I can go anywhere I need to and sleep. I don't have to worry about having some place to plug my little machine in and put my little face mask on. And I'll tell you what. Last night I got in bed about 1 o'clock. I slept till 10 o'clock this morning. And didn't have to get up all night long to pee. Had a great night's sleep. And because I'm giving my body the nutrition it needs. And like I said, I found some homeopathic stuff that helps with the snoring, by the way. And it's called Snore Stop. And I think that's what it's called. While I'm talking about this, I'm going to do a source right here, op.com.
Get a second. I want to ask you about colloidal silver.
Ask away.
I've heard Roger talk about it, and maybe he had made reference that they were making it. And I've heard you talk about it. Was it an old antibiotic? Was it around for years? Or what exactly is the background of it, and what's it used for, and how do you make it?
Okay. Well, basically, silver has been used for years and years and years and years as a natural antibiotic, antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral. It kills over 650 known pathogens, and nothing can develop a resistance to it, because what it does is it's negatively charged, and most pathogens are positively charged, so they are drawn together because opposites attract. And what it does is it plugs what they call, it's known as a enzyme receptor, which is like your nose and your mouth. It's basically how those pathogens carry on cellular respiration or breathing. And it's like if someone was to clamp your nose and your mouth shut, basically you would die, because there's no way you could ever develop a resistance to having your nose and mouth clamped shut. Okay? So you have to have air. And just the same way, these little pathogens need to have the stuff, they got to be able to carry on cellular respiration too. And that's basically how silver works. And what colloidal silver is, the easiest way to put it, is you take pure silver rods. I get 12-gauge silver wire from jewelry supply houses. It's pure silver, not sterling, but it's got to be pure, 0.9999% pure. And I buy 12 inches of it. Cut it in half to give me two pieces that are 6 inches long, and you bend those things on the end so that they'll hang over the edge of a glass. You can fill a glass with pure filtered water, and then you have 4 9-volt batteries wired in series to produce 36 volts. And there's fancy units out there. There's cheap ones. There's all kinds of things you can do. You could just snap them together so that you have, one positive connector and one negative connector left at the end. That's my poor man's version. And then I have an electrode that snaps onto each of those, goes up with a wire to an alligator clip that clips onto each one of those two things. It completes the circuit. And what happens is you have very far microfine particles of silver that come off of one of the electrodes, and hydrogen gas comes off the other side. Basically, it's an electrolysis process. And 10 minutes at room temperature will give you a solution of colloidal silver, which is perfect for most things. I don't worry about the parts per million and the size of the particles and all that other junk. That's all, in my experience, is basically stuff that's designed to sell somebody's product. I have a homebrew system that I've been using since 1996. I learned from a guy named Mark Metcalf, who basically wrote the book on colloidal silver. And he originally did, you know, 3 9-volt batteries, and then he started modifying. When I was talking to him, he says actually 30 volts is the ideal DC voltage. And when you're starting with 3 batteries, only when the batteries are super fresh do you even come close to that voltage. But with 4 batteries, you're starting out at 36, and even at the end of the life of the batteries, you're still around 30 volts. And I make up a little generator box that has, it's a plastic kit box that has 4 batteries in it, wired in series, and basically goes to a 3.5 millimeter phone jack that I have a foam plug that plugs into it that has 2 wires that come off. One goes to a alligator clip with a red connector. One goes with black connector, so you have positive and negative. And basically, you just, you know, you can make one of these things in half an hour for, you know, including the cost of the silver rod, depending on the silver price at the time, $50 or less. You know, I make them. I used to make them. I don't do many anymore because I don't have time, but I used to sell them, you know, when I did, for $75. That, you know, covered my cost and made me a little profit. But with that unit, you can make hundreds of gallons of colloidal silver that you can take on a daily basis. You know, I used to take an ounce a day. And the 13 years that I was teaching at my church's Christian school, that place was like a giant Petri dish. And I was not sick one single day out of 13 years, where most of the people, students and staff alike, were out constantly, all, you know, every year. So it kept me healthy before I learned about nutrition. Once I learned about the nutritional aspect, I stopped taking the colloidal silver. I just keep it on hand in case something slips through the cracks. But I hardly ever need it anymore because the nutrition does the same thing, and it handles everything else too, not just, you know, microbes and bacteria and stuff like that. So, but it's a wonderful thing. It knocks out pink eye in less than 24 hours. I have ringworm on my arm for quite some time. My doctor gave me some kind of cream to put on it that didn't work. One day I said, I think I'll just try a little colloidal silver. Stuck my finger in the bottle, got it wet, rubbed it on my arm, did the same thing in the afternoon, and the next day it was gone. You know, it's amazing how that stuff works. But colloidal silver is, I'll email you some information. I've got a lot of stuff, including Mark Metcalf's original article. It's called Banishing Disease with 3 9-volt Batteries. And I'll send you a copy of that in email. And if anybody else wants that stuff, the colloidal silver information, just send me an email, jim@yourdiyhealth.com, or you can click on the link in the Contact Me button in the website, and I'll be happy to send it to you, no charge. I used to have a set of plans that I had made up on how to put together a generator yourself, but I can't find the things. I'm still looking for them. They're probably buried in one of my hard drives somewhere, but they're not hard to put together. If you're at all handy with a screwdriver, a soldering iron, and a little drill, you can put together one of these things in no time at all. But that's the basics of colloidal silver. It's great stuff. You can buy the stuff, you know, usually for about $25-$30 for a 4 to 8 ounce bottle. A lot of people do that. Youngevity sells it. Some of the best out there, Sovereign Silver, is a really good brand that you can get on Amazon and other places online. And one of the best commercially produced is called Argentin 23. I have some, but I, for my regular everyday stuff, I just use my homebrew, and I've never had anything that didn't work for. So, you know, that's best I can tell you. And we're just about out of time again. So that pretty much answer your question.
Yeah. You take an ounce a day, huh?
Yeah, I took an ounce a day, and you know, for a number of years, and it kept me from getting sick. So that's basically what I did. And if you're doing store-bought stuff, that would get real expensive. That's why recommend the homebrew. But we're out of time, but I'll send you the information in an email here in a few minutes, and you can look it over. And if you got any questions, call in again tomorrow. Good talking
Sounds
to you,
good.
Patrick.
I enjoyed you, Jim.
All right, take
Thanks,
care.
Bye-bye.
Everybody else out there, you know, take care of your body, because it's the only place to have you live. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.